We bring you some breaking news, this time from Brett Baer, who just spoke to President Trump on the phone. He reflected on Elon Musk, and here's what Brett learned in that phone call. Trump is not...
All right, this is going to be a fun video for a few reasons. First of all, Fox News just dropped a breaking news update regarding Trump and how he's feeling about the Elon Musk blowup in this current moment. He's basically saying... Elon has effing lost it. We'll get there. I also want to talk about the repercussions of this bill and of some of the corruption that's still going on behind the scenes. It's a lot of fun to watch Elon and Trump feud, but there's a lot of serious stuff that we have to cover. With all of that being said, let's jump in with some of the more unserious stuff, because Steve Bannon, notorious shitster and the chief strategist for Trump during his first campaign and his first term, is now taking this nuclear. Steve Bannon said on his show, quote, President Trump should act immediately. If Elon's threatening to pull a major program from SpaceX, Trump should sign an executive order tonight under the Defense Production Act. SpaceX should be seized by the U.S. government before midnight. You know, it's funny because now we're watching the fascists kind of try to out-fascist each other. Trump has been using the executive branch to place pressure on law firms, universities, the courts, the media, certain specific companies. He's been leveraging the executive branch in every single way. And now Steve Bannon is going, why don't you weaponize it against your friend, Elon Musk? Sign an executive order tonight, seizing SpaceX. And that pissed Elon off. I also want to say Steve Bannon promised punk Musk, I'm going to rip your effing face off. The original MAGA diehard is using the feud between Musk and Trump as an opportunity to go all out on his rival. Elon Musk quickly responded and launched retaliatory tweets. Let me just say, Steve Bannon is a notorious shitster, and he's actually really good at it. He coined the phrase, flood the zone. Flood the zone with so much BS, so many stories, nobody really knows what to attack at what moment. And it's a clever tactic where he tries to rile people up. So Steve Bannon is also the one that began pushing the Trump 2028 stuff very, very hard. And I largely think it's because he wants to distract everybody while Trump is doing this crazy stuff behind the scenes. Steve Bannon says inflammatory stuff to distract. Elon Musk then hits back and calls Steve Bannon the R word. Bannon is peak retard, he says. Bannon is peak retard. Bannon is a communist R word. Bannon is an R word. Over and over and over, Elon Musk decides to act like an absolute infantile child who's growing up in the 80s and calls Bannon a slur. Over and over and over. And just to get serious for one second, I know it's fun watching Trump and Elon go at each other's necks and try to expose each other, but there is still a lot of serious stuff going on behind the scenes. I mean, the Trump admin is trying to punish political opponents on a daily basis. They're still trying to pass that big ugly bill. Hell, even this week, House Republicans held the secret hearing called NGOs Gone Wild, where they essentially were trying to smear and derail the work of the 1.5 million nonprofit organizations that help homeless shelters, libraries, churches. What happens when one administration begins to politically target NGOs and the Republican, and then the next administration continues that slippery slope and attacks churches? We don't want this to happen, and it is vital that you support your local nonprofits. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. We should be supporting nonprofits and pushing back against executive overreach. Back to the video. I just want to make sure that we're still talking about serious stuff while covering some of the feuds. I think that's very, very crucial that I'm using my platform to talk about the attacks on NGOs or universities or law firms. That being said, let's watch what Fox News is covering, their breaking news alert with Donald Trump.
We bring you some breaking news, this time from Brett Baer, who just spoke to President Trump on the phone. He reflected on Elon Musk, and here's what Brett learned in that phone call. Trump is not interested in talking to Elon. Trump is not worried about threats of a third party. Now, that comes because Elon Musk tweeted this. He put up a poll and he said, it is time to create a new political party in America that actually represents the 80% in the middle. He asked that as a question of his followers. So he asked about a potential third party. President Trump says he's not worried to Brett Baer.
And Elon Musk's followers said about 80% to 20% that he should start a new party. Now, Elon has always run polls on Twitter and then not followed through, but I could see him leveraging his wealth to actually try and make this happen. He also sent out this really crazy villainous tweet. He said, essentially, I'll be around for the next 40 years. Trump only is in power for 3.5 years. Think about that. And it's like, what is he? He's just basically saying he has 40 more years of power to consolidate.
President Trump also pointed to his favorable polls and his strong support among Capitol Hill Republicans. Noteworthy, Elon Musk called for constituents to call congressmen and women. Whether those calls have materialized, I've seen reports that they have not. Would also note, underscoring President Trump's point, he's ahead in the Real Clear Politics average of Obama and Bush at this point in the second term. And finally,
not true.
A direct quote from Brett Baer from President Trump. The quote from President Trump is this: Elon has totally lost it. So more on that feud as the day progresses. But for now,
Elon lost it like 2 years ago, but I'm glad Trump is finally now realizing that. You know what I find interesting? Mark Cuban said a few months before the election, Elon, there will come a time when you need something from Donald Trump. You will think you have earned the right to ask and receive. You have been a loyal, faithful soldier for him. You have supported him politically with tens of millions of dollars. Then, at the point you need him the most, you will find out what so many before have learned. His loyalty is only to himself. Very prescient from Mark Cuban right there. Very, very well said, because at the end of the day, Trump is incredibly transactional. You know, Trump always used to say in his first campaign, I can't be bought. I can't be bought. And that's not because Trump won't accept the money. He will accept the money, but it's because Trump doesn't have the loyalty capacity within him to accept the money and then follow through on any promise. So again, when Trump is saying, I can't be bought, he's saying that he will take the money, but he just can't follow through on anything, which is the sign of just major, major corruption. Elon Musk then continues to have a ketamine-fueled spiral rampage on Twitter, just posting a bunch of slurs over and over and over. Steve Bannon triggered him and then said, I'm going to rip your effing face off. I don't even know what's going on in MAGA world right now. I don't get it. I mean, I do get it. It's a lot easier when you're locked out of power as MAGA to harp on the Democratic administration and say, look it, they're weak on this topic or this topic. But now that Trump is in power and he has all of these people around him, whether it's Pete Hegseth causing chaos at the Department of Defense, whether it's Elon Musk walking around the White House in a ketamine-fueled bidge, and then 2 days later outing Trump as being in the Epstein files, which we knew. Obviously, we knew this. That was something people kept tweeting and sending to me, like, Adam, is this really new information? It's not, but the circumstances of Elon Musk tweeting this out 2 days after being in the admin and 1 month after getting access to all this top secret data, it's a very, very interesting inflection point for the administration, and Trump is obviously incredibly pissed off. I will say, Trump has been somewhat, you know, reeled in compared to what you'd expect. And here's what I'm trying to say. Yes, Trump did threaten to nuke some of Elon's contracts, but Elon is the one who's largely going on the ketamine-fueled rampage. Elon Musk has tweeted over 100 times the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, Trump has sent out one or two meek posts. So he doesn't really seem to know what to do. He doesn't want to bring attention to this, and I'll leave it at that. Remember, this bill, we cannot allow it to pass. We have to keep pushing back. Call your senators, call your congressmen. That's one thing Elon Musk was right about. Lobby against this bill. Love you all. See you in the next video. Peace out.